Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. You know, we've talked a lot about defund, dismantle, no bail laws in the country. We've talked about last year, 2021, being a record year for most big cities in terms of homicides. We talked about the connection between these policies and the rising crime rates around the country. Now you have cities where literally people can steal, as long as they don't steal more than $1,000, they're not even going to get a ticket. They can walk into one store, walk into the next store, steal $950 worth of stuff, walk right out, no problem. I mean, it's insane. Since 2009 on Hannity, the TV show on the Fox News Channel, those of you that have been watching, I have scrolled names of people, victims of shootings, people that have been shot, people that have been shot and killed, the names of police officers that have been shot and killed in the line of duty. Most names you've never heard. Why sometimes one case gets such national attention and all these other cases don't get such national attention? I don't know. I never understood, considering then President Barack Obama, that Chicago was his hometown. And I'd scroll the names. He barely mentioned in the 8 years of his presidency. And it's sad. And certain times we just keep highlighting what's going on in places like Chicago and New York and other places. And I scroll these names and nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. It came home, really hit home hard at Fox News when a friend and a colleague, Gianna Caldwell's 18-year-old brother, was fatally shot in Chicago. This happened, last Friday, and along with other people, along with a five-month-old little girl was shot and killed the same weekend. I've been talking to Gianno since this happened. I've gotten to know him better than ever. Love him to death. He's an amazing person, and he's rightly pointing out the death of his 18-year-old brother. He'll never see him again. This kid will never get married. He'll never have children. His life, you know, he had nothing but great, amazing days ahead of him using the talents that God gave him. And he blames, you know, he says, my family's paying the price for these soft on crime policies. And he's right. And what's so sad about it is we know how to protect people. We know how to keep, you know, if we have law and order and we have safety and security, we have the ability to pursue happiness. I say it all the time. This is fundamental if we're going to be in a position to even think about pursuing happiness. You got to be safe and secure. Gianno Caldwell joins us now. He's now been planning all week the funeral for his brother, taking care of his family. He's kind of the patriarch of the family in many ways. Gianno, I don't have words to describe that would adequately convey the sadness that I feel for you and your family and how I feel about this issue overall, because, you know, this is 30, 40, 50, 60, sometimes 70 people. It's every weekend, and nobody ever lifts a finger to prevent these things from ever happening again, and I cannot explain why they don't. Anyway, our thoughts, we love you. We're so sad what happened. I can't believe you're going through this. It's devastating.
Well, thank you, my friend, for having me. I love you back. Thank you for loving on our family. Special, special thanks for having me on your show, raising awareness, because it is actually making a difference. You know, Sean, I just got off the phone right before getting on here with you, with the church. We're going to be having my baby brother's funeral. And we were talking about the order of service, who's going to speak, what's going to, where are we going to do the repast, where are we going to do all these different things. And to have had this experience at 35 years of age, have a baby brother who just turned 18 this year, is something that I would never, ever, ever expected in my entire life. And I'm going to tell you, Sean, I grew up extremely poor on the south side of Chicago. Lights, gas, and water off at the same time. Mom addicted to crack cocaine. I got involved in politics when I was 14, started working for the federal government part-time when I was 16 so I can earn money for my family and literally provide for my family, and it goes on and on. But at that same time, my baby brothers, who never knew my baby brother, who never knew his father ever, I stood in the gap for him and my two other younger brothers who also never knew their dad. And to now lose not just my little brother, but someone who's like a son to me, someone that I financially support, someone that I fly out to whatever city that I'm living in or whatever I'm doing, someone who calls me and says, hey, I need money for shoes. I need money for a haircut. I need money for this, that, and the other. So to have that happen is beyond devastation for me. And you're absolutely right as you opened the show. If it were not for the soft on crime policies that are being pushed in Chicago, if it were not for them, then my baby brother may still be breathing again. The fact that criminals will not capitulate to the laws of the land because they don't fear the police in Chicago. They don't fear the prosecution because case closures are very low in Chicago. And the police are in fear for their own lives and their own jobs because of the defund the police movement and all the other things that have happened in Chicago. So whereas accountability would happen for officers who aren't properly doing their job, now the good officers are standing back and they've got their hands up because they don't want to be on the chopping block next or be accused of something or be in a situation that isn't right. These things must change in my home city. Chicago is a beautiful city. When you go there, you go downtown. It's one of the most beautiful downtowns I've ever experienced in my life, and I've been on every continent but Antarctica. One of the most beautiful places, but one of the most heartbreaking and devastating places because you have black bodies that are literally littered in the streets of Chicago, Sean. And I'm just so, so hurt, disappointed. I'm trying to keep it together for my family because you're right. I am the patriarch of the family, and I had to fly to Chicago so I can pay for a funeral. And I never would have ever thought that I would be paying for my baby brother's funeral. He's supposed to be burying me, not the other way around.
What do you think it is? I mean, you know, in the sense, because of your profession, and you're great at your job, and a great colleague at Fox, and one of the most liked people in the entire company. And what do you think it is? Why, with all of this violence, I can predict this weekend, probably come within 10 or 15, how many people in the city of Chicago will be shot this weekend, and how many people will be shot and killed? Now, I don't want to make that prediction. I would like to be able to say that everybody in Chicago is going to be safe and secure, and there is going to be peace all throughout the city. But I think both of us know that that's not true. And yet, not one person has finally stood up, banged their fist on the podium, and saying, this is going to end. New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, forget about what you might not like about him, but when he was mayor, he did drop the murder rate. It was closing in on nearly 3,000 a year. And between him and Mayor Bloomberg, that kept the policy stop and frisk, for example, and heavy concentration of police resources in the areas where most of the violence, most of the crime took place, worked. Why wouldn't we duplicate those policies elsewhere if it works and it saves lives, human lives, God-given lives? Our, you know, we're looking at our national treasure when we talk about our kids.
You know, Sean, that's one of the toughest questions I think you can ask me, because I think there's common sense efforts that could be made in the city of Chicago, and they're not being made. And I'm not here to go after the mayor or anyone like that, because I need them. I need the mayor to make this a priority. I need the police. I need the county prosecutor to prosecute this case and not drop charges when they find out who did this to my little brother. But I will tell you this. A lot of the policies from leaders within the city of Chicago have endangered the lives of individuals there daily. And what needs to change is a total reversal of these soft on crime policies. They need to look back at that bail reform that they did. They need to look back at this foot chase policy that was just recently implemented, where police officers, if you want to chase a suspect in the car, you got to call into your supervisor and get permission. If you want to chase a suspect, there's particular rules. You can't just chase someone. So the criminals know, if you can't chase me, then I might as well shoot and kill whoever I want, and there's no punishment for me because you can't even get to me.
You say you need the mayor. The mayor has not barely even acknowledges this, you know, epidemic of death, this city of death that is surrounding her. She barely says a word about it.
Yeah, and it's quite unfortunate that that's the state of affairs in the city of Chicago. And it's quite unfortunate that I had to be my little brother in order to get any media attention. When I learned about this on Friday, I notified the network Friday. It was Friday morning when I learned about it, and I notified the network Friday almost evening. And the very next day, I said, because I didn't know when I was going to make it public. Was it going to be Saturday, Sunday, Monday? And then it hit me, because I couldn't sleep. If I want to get these guys who did it, I need to make it public, and I need to go out there, and I need to be a beast with the information, and I need to let people know what's going on. Because on Friday night, when the local news covered it, they said three people shot, one dead out of the three. No name. No one knew who his name was. He was just another body and a body count for this month. That's all there was. But now, in order to get the kind of attention and get things moving, you got to be someone notable. That shouldn't be the case for anyone that lives in the city of Chicago. There was a five-month-year-old baby murdered on the same day as my baby brother. Where could this possibly be acceptable? You're right. Where is the outrage? That should be a consideration. The whole city should be locked down over a five-month-year-old being killed to get the person who did it. That's how it worked in the old days, or in some of the safer cities, that's how it goes down. Why isn't that happening in Chicago? I don't know. But what I'm here for today is to get justice for my baby brother, Christian, who was on 114th Street South Vincennes, standing outside of a venue. And the police have told me that he was not the intended target of that hit. He just happened to be standing next to someone who was the intended target. It was about where he was standing. That Friday morning, a black SUV pulls up. Three to four men get out. Two of them at least starts firing. Black African Americans, dreads, and who knows where they went after that. But I want to know today if there's anybody out there that has any information that can lead to the arrest of the people who murdered my baby brother. If there's anyone out there, please call the Area 2 police station, and I have a phone number right here. Please call Area 2 at 312-747-8271. Again, 312-747-8271. And if you don't feel comfortable going to the police, DM me on Instagram. Direct message me on Instagram, Facebook. My Instagram and Facebook and Twitter is at Gianno Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Again, that's Gianno Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. I have got to get this case solved. I need there to be peace for my family so the healing can take place. I can't properly grieve, Sean, because I have to be on the phone with you, talking to the media, talking to the press to make sure that this thing is front of mind and the pressure stays on the police to solve this thing. I can't even be the big brother to grieve for my little man, my little dude. I can't be that right now. I got to be strong for my family, even though I don't feel strong. I feel broken. But I have to do this so there's justice for Christian. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, my friend, for taking such a deep dive into this situation. You gave me a lot of time on Monday when I was on your show to talk about what has happened with my baby brother, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, all that information, by the way, Gianno, we're going to put up on Hannity.com. We'll put up, if people want to DM you privately and get in contact with you privately, we'll give out the police number. Anybody that has information will be able to contact you. I know these are tough days, and it's going to be a very hard, hard time for you and your family. Your family deserves closure. We need to find the evil people that did this.
Absolutely.
And we need to also stop all of this insanity. Anything we could do to help, we're here. We love you. We're praying for you and your family. And I'm so sorry. My deepest sympathies, love, and prayer, sir.
No, I absolutely appreciate it. And the prayers for healing of my family and also for justice for my baby brother, we need those prayers because we have to catch these people, not who just shot him, but who murdered him in cold blood. I was looking through my phone yesterday, and I was up to 2 a.m. in the morning just trying to find pictures of him. And I find a picture of him when he was 16 years old, and we went to a college campus at UCLA because he begged me to go because he wanted to see if that was a college he would want to attend. Now he'll never have that opportunity to attend college.
Gianno, we are going to put all that on Hannity.com. You're welcome on my radio TV show anytime you want. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, our love and prayers to you and your family in this tough time, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right, quick break. Right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Do you imagine being in Gianno's position, losing his brother? Again, all the information, if you want to contact Gianno personally, that information is on Hannity.com. Or if you have information that would lead to the arrest of the people responsible for killing his 18-year-old brother, that's on Hannity.com as well. Listen, you've heard me talk about all my love of MyPillow products. They work for me. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer. Mike Lindell's done it again. It took him over 2 years to develop his My Slippers to make sure they weren't just ordinary slippers. Now, My Slippers are made from a three-tier cushioning system, two layers of My Slippers foam, and a layer of impact gel that prevents fatigue and gives you all-day comfort. That's right. You can wear them all day, inside, outside. They're made from high-quality leather suede, and it's unlike any other slipper, the best slipper you ever put on your foot or on your feet. Right now, you'll save $90 on your pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last for long. It's really simple. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity square. You'll get this incredible offer. Or you can call and mention my name, Hannity, at 800-919-6090. All the best products, MyPillow.com and the Sean Hannity square. All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I mean, I don't know what else to say with the Secret Service debunking the hearsay testimony yesterday of this woman, Ms. Hutchinson, who, by the way, got a nice, Cassidy Hutchinson got a nice hug from Liz Cheney. It was a very sweet moment. Then another one of Cassidy Hutchinson's bombshells is up in smoke. This reported by ABC News. Former White House attorney Eric Hirschman claiming that a handwritten note that she held up, this is my notes, blah, 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 regarding a potential statement for then President Donald Trump to release, was written by him, not by her, not by Cassidy Hutchinson, which is fascinating. The Secret Service is livid and apoplectic and even pointed out Liz Cheney never checked with them and their claim that Donald Trump assaulted his security detail. I think we would have heard about that prior to this point. But she didn't see it. She wasn't there. She's a hearsay witness. And the person that she claims says it to her said, no, that didn't happen. And they're willing to testify before the committee. You know, what about the list of people that should testify before this committee? You know, once, how about the four people, two of them already testified it, before the committee that Donald Trump in front of them authorized up to 20,000 troops or whatever is necessary to protect the Capitol on January 4th. Well, that's kind of, it kind of debunks the narrative that Donald Trump wanted this, caused this, you know, it just, none of this makes any sense at all whatsoever, unless you have a political agenda. Why aren't they bringing that front and center? Why isn't Nancy Pelosi brought in? The Sergeant of Arms in the House and Senate, I think the one in the Senate just recently passed away. Why isn't that the Sergeant at Arms of the House brought in? He was the Sergeant at Arms at the time for the Senate. Why isn't Chuck Schumer brought in? Why isn't Muriel Bowser brought in? Why isn't the Capitol Police chief brought in, who requested the guard himself six separate times, especially based on very specific intelligence of the potential of violence? Byron Daniels, he's a congressman from Florida. We've had him on TV many times. He's been on this show. He said this about the committee.
There is a reason why the prosecutor is not left alone with the jury by themselves. We do not do one-way prosecutions in the United States. And what appears to be happening right now is that the committee is working behind the scenes with the Justice Department so that they're taking things that come up in these hearings, and injustice is going and creating, they're either creating a criminal referral or they're actually creating subpoenas on what comes out of these hearings. This is an atrocity for a country like ours. So you have my word, in the next Congress, we will be investigating the January 6th committee.
They have to. Now, my understanding is that preservation letters have been sent out to all the members on the committee, and I believe their staffs. I wonder if all those, I don't know, phones will be bashed with hammers and SIM cards will be removed. I wonder if bleach pit will come back into play. You never know, right? Anyway, Sarah in Vermont. Sarah, how are you? Thanks for being patient. Glad you called.
I'm such a big fan. I have two questions for you. The first question is, do you really think that the Democrats believe the you know, lies that they're peddling.
Which ones? Because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly, all of them. I mean, are they really that malicious of people? Like,
Did we lose Sarah? I think we lost Sarah.
We'll
try and get you back, Sarah. Hang on a second. Stay right there. Tony is in Iowa. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, Hannity. Thanks for taking the call. I do not have a law degree, but I've studied enough law to think that this exclusion, intentional exclusion of exculpatory evidence by a fact-finding, the so-called fact-finding committee, January 6th committee, I mean, it seems to me that amounts to a Brady violation. That if they don't present exculpatory evidence to a grand jury, which I'm assuming they're planning on doing, then, I mean, it's a slam dunk Brady violation. I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I mean, we talked about this earlier today, about this. I know, for example, the Biden's energy secretary violated the Hatch Act. You know, we'll have to see. I mean, what's interesting is what Byron Daniels is saying is that, look, this is a rigged committee with a predetermined outcome. And you have only one side. Everyone on that committee voted to impeach Donald Trump. So you've got selective editing on their part. You've got a predetermined narrative. They're ignoring key pieces of information. They're ignoring key testimony that they should have gotten. You know, they have the testimony of at least two of the four people that were in the room the day that Donald Trump authorized the National Guard troops. They don't want that to be the headline or the story to come out, because that takes their narrative and blows it out of the water. And this is why you have due process. This is why if you want a real committee and a real investigation, it's truly got to be bipartisan. This is why Jim Jordan and Jim Banks were thrown off the committee. You know, are we ultimately going to get to the bottom of it? Listen, after what happened yesterday to them and is blowing up in their face, this committee is over. It's meaningless to the American people that have common sense. The left will love it. They'll go nuts. Any, you know, they still think Donald Trump colluded with Russia in 2016. So you can't reason with some of those people. But the American people, by the time we get to this point, it's sort of like the Durham report. Yeah, when are we getting the Durham report? It's very frustrating, and it's also very dangerous, because we've got a dual justice system, and we don't have equal application of our laws, and we don't have equal justice under the law. And it's clear that there is coordination in my mind. I see it that they're working closely with the Justice Department, and, you know, in the hopes that they can find something, someplace, somewhere where they can charge Donald Trump with inciting violence. But, you know, again, if you have four witnesses that are willing to say that he authorized the guard to be called up, doesn't that blow their entire narrative out of the water?
Yeah, you know, I got a strong hunch that it's just Adam Schiff behind this whole thing, that he's at the heart of it, and that, you know, someday soon he'll be held accountable for his complete abuse, prosecutorial abuse of power that he's been engaged in for I don't know how many years now.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got a lot of work to do to clean this country up. We really do. And if we don't do it soon, I wonder and worry if it's irreparable damage that's been done to this country. I really do, on the economy, on so many different fronts. I do believe in the goodness and greatness of this country and the American people. Our resiliency is phenomenal. We have come through many, many tough times, troubles, tribulations in the past. We can get over this too, but we better wake up fast. We don't have a lot of time. Anyway, good call. Appreciate it. We'll try Sarah back in Vermont again. Sarah, do we have you this time?
I hope so.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, do you really think that the Democrats are really this malicious, or they just drink their own Kool-Aid and are oblivious about it?
Look, I think you have two types of liberal Democrats, socialists. I think you have the true believers out there. They think they're saving Mother Earth. I really believe that. And then you have the other people that know damn well that this is total BS and a crock, and they just want, let's see, they want to pack the courts. They want to end the legislative filibuster. They want D.C., Puerto Rico statehood. They basically want power in perpetuity any way that they can get it, and they know damn well what they're doing. That's what I believe. And I believe for them, power trumps everything else. They want this agenda. There are people that want to transform fundamentally this entire question. Anyway, I hope that answers your question, Sarah. Glad we were able to get you back. Chris in Pennsylvania. Chris, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me on. I was wondering what your thoughts were about the Democratic Party and the midterms coming up. I hear a lot of people, a lot of the candidates that are Democrats up for election, when they're asked if they're going to have Joe Biden come campaign for them, they totally go, and they don't want nothing to do with them. I want to know if you think that there's about to be a mutiny in the Democratic Party. And after the red wave, do you think we'll finally get Jim Jordan to be able to have an actual committee where the truth actually comes out? Because I trust Jim Jordan. He's a great mouthpiece for the Republican Party. And I think the January 6th hearings were complete bogus.
Well, I think so, too. And I think it's obvious to everybody. And I think we have a president checked out and a president that is ruled by the most radical elements in his party. So the answer is, you know, what do we do about it? The only antidote that I have is the peaceful transition of power. And that takes place at the ballot box. That's why I want to deputize everybody that listens to this show and say, if nothing else, you need to pledge to do one thing, and that is pledge that you are going to vote and get everybody you know to understand the issues and how imperative, what a tipping point moment, inflection point this is for the country, and, you know, and try and resolve this. Look, Americans, we all see it every day. Every store we go to, every time we pay for something, we're now seeing the impact of their radical climate alarmist cult. So much of this is related to New Green Deal socialism. So much of this is, I mean, remember, Joe Biden ran on eliminating fossil fuels. He ran on that platform and on that agenda. He said he would do it. He did what he said.
If we don't stop using fossil fuels, we're all dead. Doing away with any subsidies for fossil fuels, number one. Number two, holding them liable for what they have done, particularly in those cases where you're underserved neighborhoods and you know the deal, okay? And by the way, when they don't, or when they're deliberate, put them in jail.
Kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate with you, okay?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
And he's now controlled by all of them. Let me play, for example, John Kerry. We needed to spur the transition to green shipping. This is what he said.
The ocean is a source of climate solutions, and they can help to keep the 1.5 degrees target alive. For example, we need to spur the transition to green shipping. If shipping were a nation, shipping would be the eighth largest emitter in the world. In May, the United States and Norway announced a green shipping challenge for COP27 to help put that sector on a pathway towards full decarbonization no later than 2050.
Okay, from a guy that flies around in his private jet, no problem with private jets whatsoever, good for him. But now he flies around on our dime, on our private jets, you know, with his big carbon footprint, and he lectures us about renewables. Look, everybody has said the one obvious solution to high energy prices is to go back to the policies of energy independence. Guess what? We'll increase dramatically the world supply, and by doing so, we won't have to rely on foreign countries that hate us for our energy. That compromises national security. We'll also create high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. We'll also drive down the cost of energy in every aspect. That means filling up your tank. That means heating and cooling your home. That means everything you buy in every store costs less to ship there, to get there, to truck there. We benefit all over the place. And if we were really smart, because we have, 200 plus years of natural gas reserves that we know of, probably more when we get to the bottom of it, The next most important part of the puzzle is, to me, making a lot of money and making America rich again, and supplying the needs of our Western European and NATO allies, because they need it desperately, because they've allowed themselves to capitulate to the environmentalists in their countries and become fully and wholly dependent on Vladimir Putin, which is idiotic. And we're following right there in their footsteps. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. You know, we talk a lot about current events on this show, but there are other things in life. Let's see, like, oh, God, the nature of good and evil, prayer, the Bible, heaven, hell, just to name a few. Now, the great C.S. Lewis was a master at addressing all these questions, and that's why our friends at Hillsdale College, they want you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. Now, it starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. By the way, he wrote a lot more than the Narnia series. You might want to try the Screwtape Letters. It'll scare the hell out of you. Anyway, we set up a special website, SHAWNforHillsdale.com. Take this fun, interactive quiz, and you sign up for the free course. Absolutely free. Answers may surprise you, even if you think you know C.S. Lewis well. They surprised me. Anyway, the quiz, the course, everything you learn from Hillsdale, absolutely free. Sean, S-E-A-N-F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. That's SHAWNforHillsdale.com. All right, so before we go, I meant to play this earlier. AOC doesn't say she'll run for president in 2024. Whew, listen.
You know, I know somebody who's going to turn 35 about a month before the election in 2024. And they represent New York's 14th. Is that job appealing to you at all?
I think that...
Theoretically.
Listen, I think that we need to focus on keeping a democracy for anybody to be president in the next couple of years. And that's my central focus, is helping the people of this country.
Right, so it's possible. So it's possible.
I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about that.
I'm just here to get you in trouble.
Exactly. You're getting me in trouble.
That's my job, to get you in trouble. Okay.
Well, that's a relief. All right, tonight, Hannity, Jim Jordan, Jim Banks, who should have been on the committee, Greg Abbott will join us, Mike Huckabee joins us, Leo 2.0 Terrell and Pam Bondi, Sarah Carter at the border, and much more. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for joining us and making this show possible.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.